every single one you can really think of. You know, they run the ball well. Matt Ryan's playing at a high level, and Julio is Julio. You know, one of the best receivers in the game. So, big challenge. But you know what? I think when we've had those challenges ahead of us, we've risen up to them. So, excited to see the way we're going to play. You know, obviously we're back in the lane. Brings the energy, and excited about it. You know, we're all ready.
You know, it's all 1-4 on the road. What is that, just a fluke, or is there something to that?
It's tough to say. You know, all those games we've had a chance to win. You know, really the only game we played terrible in was the Redskins game. Everybody knows that. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of maturing from those losses and coming out with those. But, you know, it's always nice to be back home. And we've got a good stretch coming up of home games within what, our next 8 games. So, you know, that's going to be nice.
A lot of people do say you can learn more from losses and those close, tough, late losses. What have you learned, and do you believe they can make you stronger when you face them again?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. First off, you know, we believe we've lost those games, right? You know, we've been in position in each one of those games to where we could have won the game. A couple mistakes here, a couple mistakes there. But at the end of the day, you know, we've had the ball ready to win it, you know. And, you know, with that being the case, that gives you confidence right there. Now, obviously, you have to learn from the mistakes that you've made. And that's part of the maturity of this team. You know, it kind of gets, you know, it sounds like the same song over and over again when you come back after, you know, the day after a close loss and you're talking about, you know, we're so close, we've got to get over that. And at this point, there's no more excuses. You know, our season can go up or down, and we all understand that. So, you know, we have no choice but to learn from it.
Fair to say, Jordan, that your play has gone up a notch over the last 3 games in particular, and that – is it fair to say that your game has gone up over the last few games in particular, and what would you attribute that to?
Yeah, man, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to just put our team in the best position possible. You know, obviously I'm studying the game plan and you know, trying to key in on certain plays that I can make. But at the end of the day, I don't change the way I prepare for any game. You know, I try to be consistent and my focus and the way I approach the game.
You have, I don't know if you know this, but your 4 interceptions are the most ever by an Eagles linebacker in his first 16 games, and the most by any Eagle in his first 16 games since Eric Allen played here in the late 80s, Pro Bowl cornerback. Was that a big part of your? How important is pass coverage and that kind of thing to you, and making those plays when you have the opportunities? And, you know, because that's not something a lot of backers do, especially inside backers.
You know, I've always considered myself a playmaker. Whether, you know, it was really stemming from high school all the way up. You know, I've always kind of been in position to make plays and take a lot of pride in making the plays when they do come. You know, obviously a lot of that is attributed to film study, you know, and you know, if you don't put the work in, you know, you're not going to be in those positions. So, you know, I think a lot of it is that. And, you know, when the plays come, it's just, you know, I make the plays.
How do you explain the relative lack of pass rush?
Yeah, we knew Eli was getting the ball out as quick as he possibly could. And that's no different from last year and the year before, you know. And that's just his game, and that's their offense, you know. So the mentality was don't get frustrated, because we knew we, you know, aren't going to get home right away. When the pass rush is rolling is when, you know, late in the game we force their hand, and, you know, obviously we're covering on the back end and we're allowing the front line to get going. So, you know, I think game it changes week to week, game plan to game plan, and with that being the case, you know, we'll see what happens this week.
You talked highly of the Falcons' offense a moment ago.
Yeah.
Can you kind of explain what sets them apart?
I think it's obviously they've got a lot of playmakers, but I think it's their ability to to run the ball, and then their action off of their run. You know, if they can get their run going, it opens up their entire offense. So it's going to be a huge key for us this week, stopping the run, just as every week. But, you know, it definitely, you know, their pass game is based off of being able to run the ball and getting linebackers in the core, you know, running, biting on the run fakes and getting guys out of position that way. So, you know, as long as we are stopping the run and forcing their hand, we should be all right.
Jordan, you mentioned playing at home. The numbers statistically for your defense are significantly improved at home. Do you have an answer as to why? Like, what's going on at home that's working so well?
I've gotten that question a lot. I think we all have. You know, I think obviously there's something about playing in the link with the energy, with the fans. We feed off of that. But that's no, you know, no excuse for what has happened on the road. And we understand that. So, you know, obviously it's different playing here. You know, I think it's one of the best atmospheres, you know, that I've played at in the league. I haven't played everywhere, but one of the best atmospheres I've played at. So, you know, obviously, like I said, we feed off of them. They feed off of us. And it's a special place when we play here.